From KALW, this is Sights and Sounds, your weekly guide to the Bay Area art scene through the eyes and ears of local artists. I'm Janae Darton. My guest this week is Oakland author Carolina Ixta. Hey, Carolina.
Thank you for having me.
Carolina wrote the young adult novel, Shut Up, This is Serious. The story follows an East Oakland teenager from the Fruitvale neighborhood, and she's dealing with issues at home. Her friend is pregnant. There's mental health stuff going on, and just all kind of other drama that comes with being a high school senior. But right now, we're going to hear Carolina's art suggestions for things to see, hear, and do around the Bay. First up is Bar Shiru in downtown Oakland. At this bar, people enjoy listening to jazz music on vinyl. And they serve Japanese whiskey and alcoholic beverages from local vendors. Carolina, I saw pictures of this bar and it looks gorgeous. And you got me at jazz music and vinyl and a nice drink and some peace. Why'd you pick this one?
Yeah, I love listening to music. They have the most impressive vinyl collection I've seen, and they pick one to spend every night. It's beautiful inside, dimly lit, Japanese-inspired, so the architecture in the place is gorgeous. But also, I don't drink, and it's really hard to find a bar that has mocktails that aren't just juice, and they actually make these really sophisticated, balanced mocktails. So it's a place that I can go to with my friends and still feel like I'm really part of the scene and part of the conversation. But mainly I picked it because they really do have the most impressive vinyl collection I've ever seen at a bar. And they do a really good job with the curation. It's very balanced.
Okay, I'm definitely hitting that spot up. Mm-hmm. That's Bar Shiru in downtown Oakland. Your next pick is the Redlining and Housing Discrimination exhibit at the San Leandro History Museum. The exhibit examines how redlining kept San Leandro a mostly white suburban community. It also highlights how people of color were kept from purchasing homes and therefore missed out on economic opportunities. I looked at some old documents and they were especially targeting Black people. If you can't come to the exhibit, the museum's website has information to learn more about San Leandro's segregated past. Carolina, this is such an important part of Bay Area history, something that affects people for decades and decades. I didn't even know San Leandro had a museum. Tell us more.
Yeah, my second book takes place in a community that used to be a sundown town. So I was doing quite a lot of research on sundown towns, and I've always known, or, you know, always meaning like in the last few years, knew that San Leandro was also a sundown town. So I honestly thought it was a really honest and important exhibit. And I think a lot of communities that have that past in discrimination and segregation usually shy away from discussing it. And I think it shows progress when you can clearly outline the past of a community. So I saw the exhibit a couple of weeks ago, and they really do have a timeline and talk about the congenial aspects of like Bayo Vista and San Leandro as a community, honestly depicting the specific violence toward Black residents that came around the 70s. And they're currently working to remove a lot of the language from propositions and amendments in law to make it a more welcoming community to people.
That's the Redlining and Housing Discrimination exhibit at the San Leandro History Museum. And your final pick is South Dunsmuir Ridge in Oakland. The hill has steep hiking trails that give nice views of the bay. You can see downtown Oakland. On a clear day, you can catch San Francisco. There's a forest of trees growing out from a canyon. Carolina, why do you like this spot? I heard that this was a spot you used to go to back in the day.
Yeah.
You were, a youngin'.
It's funny, I don't hike. Like, I hate hiking, I hate being outside, but I was thinking about places in the Bay Area that give you a view. And this was the spot I think that only my high school knew about because it borders Oakland and San Leandro. So we'd go late at night and we'd climb the hill and we'd, you know, get into our own debauchery like back in the day. But like, I think I last hiked it when I was early in college with some friends, and it really does give a good view. But truly for me, it was more of a nostalgic, sentimental nod. It was the place everyone would go to late at night to do the things, you know, that high schoolers do, but in a more mature way. It is a beautiful view. So if you're interested in an easy, doable hike, that's for sure one to do.
And I would not know about those places in the open hills that high school students go to, because I wasn't doing that. Wink, wink. That's the South Dunsmuir Ridge in Oakland. Speaking with writer Carolina Ixta. Her novel, Shut Up, This Is Serious, is out now, and it's really good. To learn more about any of the things you heard about today, visit kalw.org and make sure to subscribe to the Sights and Sounds podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcasts. This episode of Sights and Sounds is produced by Porfirio Rangel and engineered by Gaddy Joe Johnson. I'm Janae Darton.